Democrats can only afford to lose 2 votes on any of the measures, and Senator Sherry John of Wheat Ridge has already said she'll be a no vote on several of the bills. She says a proposal to make gun manufacturers and sellers liable in shootings is overreaching. She doesn't think limiting high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds is enforceable or effective. John also says she'll vote against a bill to ban concealed carry weapons on college campuses.
They talk about the party people and the frats and the frat houses and all that stuff. Okay, let's be really clear. We're talking about 21-year-olds who vote, 21-year-olds who go to war, who carry weapons in war. I have not seen one case where a person with a concealed carry that went through the legal process, where there has been one incident on campus that they are the perpetrator.
Democratic Senator Lois Toktrop from Thornton has also said she'll be a no vote on some of the bills. But Democratic Senate President John Morris of Colorado Springs, who's sponsoring the gun liability measure, says he's not worried.
I am sure that we will pass a comprehensive package. And, you know, my bill is on the cutting edge of that, so I'm confident that will pass it.
House Minority Leader Mark Waller of Colorado Springs says Democrats are pushing an agenda that won't effectively prevent violent gun crimes.
I've talked to Democrats over here that have said the emails that they're getting are 4-1, 5-1 in opposition to the legislation that they've put forward.
Senate leaders say they expect a marathon debate that could last until the early hours of Saturday morning. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.